We are all grateful to be here to celebrate the legacy of Stephen Hawking. I'm honored to be asked to pay tribute. Stephen heard that I'd broken my neck early in 2008 through Lucy, his daughter. And he immediately reached out to help our family. He helped us recognize and face the new challenges in our lives with positive energy and actually enabled me to get to my graduation shortly after my accident. Stephen showed that when time is precious, we must make space for what makes us real. He was exceptionally efficient at choosing his words and making them count. It took him a long time to create his words, so he didn't chit-chat and often got straight to the point. He had a wicked sense of humor and admired the beauty in the world. And even though time was always tight, he made sure to share his love for life. And that's what made him so accessible to many of us. Stephen showed how we should all expect the best from one another. And why? Because with higher expectation comes greater achievement. He demonstrated that disability is not something that prevents success. The supposed constraints are often only imaginary. And he showed that we should encourage achievement by expecting it from everyone. We should understand that people have differing abilities, whether visible or invisible, and encourage the best of them. It is in this way that we can all be enabled to be productive, to feel valued, and to share love, whatever our ability. So whether it was in the NASA Space Simulator or the CERN Particle Accelerator, Stephen would stop at nothing in working for the good of us all. My wife and Ellen are besotted by our son, Ori, who was born hours after Stephen's passing. Stephen is Ori's middle name, and we look forward to Ori learning about the indefatigable and wise man who he's named after and who really has influenced the world for the better. So it's Ori's generation that can emulate Stephen in pursuit of sustainable and rewarding futures for all of humanity. Sorry, and it is they who will carry Stephen's influence across the universe. So thank you, Stephen. May you rest in peace.